Well, if you are like me, you sometimes go to the eye doctor and they check your vision and they give you some numbers and they might be plus 0.50 or plus 0.1 on the cylinder and the axis might say 175 and there might be something called AD and that'd be 2.50. That's for, the one eye, and the other eye might be a minus one and on the sphere and a plus 0.50 on the cylinder and a 32 on the axis. And then they might say, well, consider Teflon or equivalent coating, consider anti-glare, a lot of things to consider when it comes right down to picking out a pair of glasses to wear. Jim Lavazern of De Pere, Wisconsin. He recently retired from a 45-year career in the optics industry. He's been president and CEO of five optics-related companies, including the largest optical laboratory network in the world and the largest U.S. distributor of optical goods to wholesale laboratories. He's past president of the National Optical Lab Association and was recently inducted into the Optical Hall of Fame. So really pleased to have Jim Lavazern with us today to talk about prescription eyeglasses. And certainly if you have some questions, I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Give us a call with your questions and comments. Jim, welcome. Nice to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I tell you what, I've got my last trip to the eye doctor, and I got my information, and I took it to a place, and when the glasses came, I was getting a double image on the sort of, I looked up, and if I held my head just exactly right, I could get the glasses to work. But I can't live my life that way. Is this a common problem?
Well, it does happen, probably more often than it should. A lot of it has to do with how eyeglasses are presented in front of the face or in front of the eyes. If you have your glasses, ideally, the eyeglasses should be up close to your face, a short distance from your eyes, not down at the end of your nose.
Like mine are right now.
Like yours are right now. And the presentation in front of the face has an awful lot to do with how the optics are presented in front of the eye. And ideally, the closer the lens is to the eye, the better chance you have of having peripheral vision, vision above, below, to the right and left. One of the things that happens in a natural environment is when people read, they naturally drop their eyes down and their eyes converge. Your distance vision, your pupillary distance, or the distance between your eyes, and generally that averages around 62 millimeters for the average person. It has some variance, but when you drop your eyes down to read, your eyes turn in, and now they're aiming maybe 57 millimeters apart. So there is a convergence. And so the optics have to be presented in front of the eye in the right way. The reading part has to be, the center of the reading part has to be 57 millimeters apart in my example. And the distance vision has to be 62 millimeters apart in my example. And that tracking has to be there. And if your glasses move on your face, if they're not in the same place, not worn in the same place that where the doctor or the dispenser fit them and adjusted the optics, then that can't happen. So you're not looking through the right spots when you do that.
So what in a case like mine, now I've gone twice. The last time the person said, why don't you go back and have your eyes checked again and see if the doctor did it correctly.
Sure.
And I know there was a spot when I looked through those glasses where it would, you know, they were perfect. And I need glasses to read. But when I go to a basketball game, the guys are starting to look a little fuzzy running up, back up and down the court. And that's why I want something more.
I tried to write down the numbers that you said you had when you were giving the prescription. And if you have a Plus, oh, he's giving it to me right here. Well, it is a little unusual because, and not a lot unusual, Larry, but one eye is more farsighted and the other eye is more nearsighted.
That's right.
And because of that, you've got a few things going on. Again, the total prescription isn't that much, so it shouldn't be a real big issue. But you do have a reading power, which is about average for a man of your age. And I believe you have a progressive lens on, do you not? The one that varies?
Well, this lens is just a $20 pair of glasses.
I've just got reading glasses on now.
Okay.
Generally speaking, if you have bifocals or a progressive lens, you have the upper portion is for the distance.
Right.
And the bottom portion is for reading. With a bifocal, it means there's only two focus points on that lens. And if your eye has a little bit of accommodation left, the ability to adjust, that works fine for some people. But generally speaking, a progressive lens has the distance in the upper part, the reading in the lower part, and then it has a continuously variable power from the upper to the lower. And by doing that, the eye can see at an infinite number of distances from near to far. And again, all of those optics have to be lined up properly in front of your eye so that everything happens. And if the frame isn't in the right spot, in the same spot, like I said before, as where it was fit, you might be looking through a spot that isn't correct.
Hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got every line full, so let's go to Jim in Barron County. Jim, hi.
Hi. I have a question with regard to the purchasing of new frames. I bought my glasses 3 years ago when I lived in another state. Got a new exam. Don't need to change the prescription, but need new lenses. They're scratched. I want to keep my old frames, but I get this, we can't do that. We need to give you a whole new set, and I don't want that. All I want are new frames. And they say, well,
Our new lenses you want.
Yeah, new lenses. But they say, well, the optical places, you know, they can't cut that. Well, I wonder if I'm being told a half-truth.
Maybe not that much. as a general rule, the frame can be reused. There's no reason, as long as it's in good shape. You don't want to spend a lot of money for lenses in a frame that's seen better days. So my story is, if the frame is in good condition, I can't off the top of my head think of any example that I couldn't put a pair of lenses in that frame. But again, if it's not in good shape, you may not want to do that.
It's in good shape. What I'm wondering then is, are there places off the internet that are reputable that I can simply send the frame there with the prescription and have it done that way?
There are some internet-based optical outlets. I think that people, from what I've been able to read and the experience I've had, there's rather mixed results from that. Because as I mentioned to Larry a few minutes ago, the optics have to be positioned in front of the eye correctly. Mm-hmm. And that measurement is taken by the optician when you get your glasses. And unless you're lucky, I don't know that you're going to get that correctly if you do it through some kind of a mail order.
What is your suggestion to me?
I would go to a place that would tell me that I could put lenses in that frame.
Yeah.
There's lots of choices out there, and I'm sure that you can find somebody that would be willing to do that.
You need to hunt, yeah, in Barron County, there may not be as many choices as there would be in Dane County, for example, but you need to probably just look around a little bit more and see if you can find somebody, Jim. But somebody should, there are more than one place should be able to do that for you without any trouble. Good luck. Carl in Lone Rock, it's your turn. Hi, Carl.
Hi. I actually kind of had a similar question to the last one there. I used to get some very nice wire rim glasses, frames, that I really liked those, and that I can still kind of special order those, but they're a couple hundred bucks for the frames, and I stumbled across a really nice old pair but I'm wondering if they can make lenses to fit them. They just have one attachment point in close to the nose and a little springy thing that holds it in place in the frame. And I'm wondering if I can get
if you're
lens is made for those.
You said it has one attachment point near the nose piece?
Yeah.
And then there's a little spring in there, and that's the only lens attachment.
Yep.
Years ago in my youth, I used to mount those lenses in those frames, and I know that the process still can be done. It's a very delicate thing, and the frames and eyeglasses are very susceptible to breakage and twisting. I know that the process can be done today, but it's difficult. Mm-hmm. If it's the frame I'm thinking of, it's possible, but you're likely to have a product that might not be very durable.
No, that's the problem. Carl, I thank you very much for calling. Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today. We're talking about prescription eyeglasses, how to get ourselves fitted for eyeglasses, and we're taking more of your questions here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking prescription eyeglasses now with Jim LaLuzerne of De Pere, Wisconsin. 45 years in the optics industry, knows, I can't imagine anybody with more experience or knowing more about glasses than Jim, and I'm really pleased to have him with us today. And you can join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison at 263-1890. And Arlene in Madison is online, so let's go right to Arlene. Arlene, hi, thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I have limeless trifocals, and I heard a study on the news a few months ago. I need to get new glasses. I have a new prescription. Talking about some of the, they've gone in and tested the eyeglasses that were prepared by some of the various optical companies, and actually the one that I had been using, the glasses weren't right. And so I guess my question is, what kind of education do these people that make the lenses have to have? Is there a requirement? And also the people that fit the glasses?
All right. It's a kind of a multiple-part question. I'll try to answer it. First of all, there's two types of opticians. There's what they call a manufacturing optician, and then there is a dispensing optician.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you see usually in a retail optical outlet would be a dispensing optician. And their job is to take the doctor's prescription, help you select a frame, and then after the frame is selected, they usually help you pick out which style of lens you want. And once you've picked the style of lens and the material and the coatings and things like that, then they have to fit it properly in that frame and write the numbers up. So they want to measure the distance between your eyes. They want to measure the height of where you look through that particular frame in relationship to the frame itself. And those numbers have to be put together, and they put that into a prescription form that is then sent to an optical laboratory where that is made. The laboratory that makes that, manufacturing opticians would be the ones that would be the ones that make that. They make it to the specifications. They send it back to the original dispenser, and that original dispenser will cross-check to make sure that they did that correctly. So the issue of whether they can put the right numbers down there in the first place is something that there is potential for error in that, I am sure, and that could be a problem. In Wisconsin, there is no licensing for a dispensing optician. There some states do require certification for that. In Wisconsin, there is not, and most of those people are working in an office where there's a doctor who is the person that has the expertise, and she or he would check the person and make sure the person that's representing him or her is competent at that.
So that's interesting. So is it better to go to at these one-hour places, though, they are making the lens right there. Is that correct?
Yes, they have people that would be making those in that place that the manufacturing optician would be on site.
Uh-huh.
Now, the question comes up very often to me where should I go? And
yeah.
I like to defer people to Consumers Reports, because then it's not my opinion or
right.
the opinion of somebody that's vested in this. And in Consumers Report, latest time that they, every year or so, they go through and try to evaluate this. And they get, you know, a large number of people, and they ask them in their satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that they pointed out is that you can't get everything from one place. You know, you can't get a low price and really good service and
right.
a good frame selection and speed in getting it back. If you got to kind of pick between that. So if
right.
you want, frame selection is important to an awful lot of people. The more frames they have, the more cost they have involved, and they have to have higher prices. If they're going to give you a lot of personalized attention, that's going to cost them more, and of course your pricing is going to be a little bit higher.
Gotcha.
Consumers Report in the last issue ranked the top overall satisfaction. This isn't on price. This is overall satisfaction with most eye doctors and independent optical places, and then the commercial chains came after that. However, some of the commercial chains were ranked very, very high, very close to the independent doctors.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I've learned a lot.
Good. All right. Thank you very much for calling. So if you go where the independent doctors are, you're more likely than not going to have – you're probably going to pay a little more.
Well, that's not always the case. Consumers Report, again, they show some of the commercial chains that actually are higher than the independent places and some lower. And if you look at how they advertise themselves, they also found out that what they advertise isn't always what it is. So some people that purport to be low prices sometimes are not. Some people that talk about service and quality, you get service and quality and it is a lower price. So, again, Consumers Report is a good unbiased source for that information.
Thanks again, Arlene, for calling. Appreciate it. And Ernie in Green Bay, I believe, is next. Ernie, hi.
Yes, sir. Interesting listening to you.
Well, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Well, I got some new glasses, and I've been wearing readers. 100 Power is just excellent reading glass for me. You know, out of the rack.
Mm-hmm.
So I got new glasses with, I'm farsighted, and so I got bifocals. And I don't know, I went back and back complaining, and they said, no, you have to look straight ahead through the tops in order to see distance, and you can't look to the side. So you lose your peripheral vision, is that it? You know, when you're driving and you just sort of move your eyes to check the oncoming or cars coming from the right or left at a stop sign, and you can't see them. You have to turn your whole head to see them. All you see is a blur through the
the
sides. Mm-hmm. And the same way with the bifocal, I have to put my head or my eyes, tip my head back and my eyes down near the bottom of the frame in order to see, and then move back and forth. And, oh, no, you'll get used to that. You'll get used to that. Well,
you're not used to it. All right. Well, Jim, I tell you what, this does not sound like a good fit to me.
Yeah, well, it's sad to say, but I hear a number of people with the similar kinds of things. First of all, if you do not have any prescription in the distance portion, I don't know if I understood that properly.
I do. I'm nearsighted.
Oh.
So I do. That's the only thing I wear my glasses for when I had just my glasses, you know.
For reading?
For
distance. Oh, for driving.
Oh, for driving. Okay.
Okay.
And then you just added, because you couldn't see in the near, you added a bifocal.
Right, because they told me that would be great and I wouldn't have to wear these readers. Ha, 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 ha.
Well, a lot of people are very successful with bifocals and progressive lenses, so maybe there's a hope for you yet here. is this a lined bifocal or is this a progressive lens that you're wearing?
It's a progressive.
Okay. The what I mentioned earlier with Larry is really important with progressives specifically, that the lens has to be presented very close to the eye in a frame that you can hold adjustment and keep it in the proper spot. And if you have to tip your head way down to read, that's telling me that they're probably not fit in the frame high enough. There's a measurement that the dispenser would have taken, which would have told them where to put that, put the optics in an up and down manner. And if you have to bend your head back that far, they're probably not high enough in the frame. And so that's one part of the issue. The other thing is that in the distance part, you should not have a swirling or a distorted issue if they're fit properly. Now, there's many different types and many different types of progressive lenses. Some are better than others, and some are fit better than others. So there's a potential there of an issue that could present a problem for you. I'm quite convinced that the great majority of people are able to be fit with progressive lenses and very, very happy with them. But apparently you're not one of them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right. The whole, I get so dizzy wearing them that I'll stumble, you know, just walking straight ahead, and I'll start to
you
go
gotta,
over. Even the ones for the distance, you have to look down to see in the distance.
You have something clearly that needs to be fixed with that, and I would begin by going back. Most places have a pretty good warranty for the proper fitting and on the lenses. You can go back, and in most places, again, are more than willing to try a second time with it. If that doesn't work, some people find that they have to go to a regular lined bifocal, and that may be it may be necessary for you, although I think a retry would be the best advice I could offer.
Yeah, give it another shot, and if it doesn't work, I've been the place that I was at. They just gave me my money back, and they said, you know, you're going to have to try someplace else, and that may be what you're going to have to do, Ernie. But good luck. Appreciate your call. It is really disconcerting when you have an issue like that. I know. Patty and Madison, it's your turn. Patty, hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
See, I have astigmatism, and then I think one of my eyes has some near farsightedness, but it's not. The main thing is the astigmatism. I only have to wear the glasses during the day when I'm reading. I do a lot of computer work at work. And I have several pairs of glasses, and I have one pair of frames that they're rimless, and they just have the little pads that go on my nose.
Yeah.
And when I wear those, by the end of the day, my eyes kind of sting and itch. I don't get that at all when I wear my plastic frames. Now, you might say, well, just wear the plastic frames. But
yeah.
I like the other ones. They're a much more conservative look. And I can update one pair of frames this year with my insurance. And I'd like to update those ones that make my eyes itch. But I don't know if that's... I guess I'm wondering if Jim's run into this before, if it's the material of those nose pads or those lenses have that anti-glare coating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just... I don't want to update those particular glasses if they're still going to have that problem, but I'm just wondering...
I have an idea.
Okay, great.
First of all, if you wear one pair in one environment and another pair in another environment, it could be that one place you're wearing them is very dry, and that might be causing part of the issue. Or when you wear them in that environment, you might be staring at, you said at the computer, you might be sitting for a long time without blinking, looking at the screen, and potentially causing the issue. The other thing is that if it's a rimless frame and it's small and there's a lot of room around the side, air can move in around the eyes and dry it out. If you get some of the larger frames that are plastic and are closer to the face, they actually have a little microclimate in there that keeps a little more, the moisture could be a little bit higher in that area. And or keep wind if it's in an air-conditioned area or a ventilator, that wind blows across your face, and the glasses could protect your eyes a little bit from that.
Well, I wear both the glasses in the same place, so I'm going to go with your second theory and just pick out a new, more conservative plastic pair
right.
when I update. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Thanks, Patty. Thanks for calling. Jeremy in Waukesha, it's your turn now. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, I don't wear glasses personally, but my wife does, and we're going to get new lenses. My insurance will cover the anti-glare coating, but the place where she went said that it's better if they get some kind of anti-glare that's actually etched into the lens itself, and that's, you know, would be $70 out of pocket. Is that really worth that?
I don't know what an etched in the lens means. There is a different types of anti-reflection coatings, some better than others, and they might be, referring to a particular brand that maybe has a laser etching on it or something like that. Anti-reflection coatings really help a lot of people. One, if somebody looks at you, they can see through the lenses and see your eyes. But more importantly, wearing those lenses, you don't see the lenses in front of your eyes. You can see through them, but you don't see the glare, especially at night. Your pupils are wide open because it's dark out and lights come and hit the lens and you see this reflection off your lenses. So an anti-reflection coating is very beneficial to a lot of people. And there's a variety of different types, and some better than others. And all I can imagine is that they might be promoting one that is better than the one that is covered by the insurance.
Hmm. So in your experience, most people are perfectly fine with just the normal anti-glare coating on the lens?
Any anti-reflection coating is better than no anti-reflection coating.
Okay.
But some, and it's not just the percentage of light that they reflect. They also have some of the their coating systems. They include anti-reflection, anti-scratch, and anti-static properties. In addition, they have a coating that makes them easier to clean. It's a hydrophobic coating, which oils from your face, your hands, wipe off very easily on the lens. And those are generally more liked better by people than some of the very basic AR coatings.
Mm,
okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks,
Good
Jeremy.
Luck.
Steve in Wausau, your turn. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just decided to go with progressive lenses after many, many years of putting my glasses up on top of my head so I could read. You know, I only needed them to drive. But I ordered them through through the mail online, and I got some pretty good information. I had my eyes examined at the vet's office in Toma, but they forgot to put the PD, and that PD is the distance, I guess, between the bridge of your nose and the center of your eye. Is that, and that's a critical measurement. So I took a bunch of millimeter measurements in the mirror, but then I had other people take them, and I settled probably within 1 millimeter of all the averages of what we got. Is there a machine that you can go and get a measurement, an accurate measurement, that would be better than just doing it with a ruler?
Yes, there is. There's two measurements that are very critical for fitting up progressive lenses. First, the PD, which means pupillary distance, and that's the distance between your pupils when you're looking in distance vision. It's a very critical measurement. People that are skilled can do it with a millimeter ruler, and I've seen people do it very accurately with that. There's also a machine, it's called a pupillometer, and you look through it, and the operator puts a line on they see your pupils, they put a line on each pupil, and then they read the PD off of that. Now, the other measurement, of course, is the fitting height. And I don't know how you could calculate that unless you had the frame that you're actually going to use adjusted for your face the way it's going to be worn. And then there's several tricks of the trade in order to try to get people to position themselves accurately to see where it is they're looking through that lens. And that's the problem with mail order eyeglasses, is those measurements are not part of the doctor's prescription. They don't know that until they actually select a frame. And I just don't know how that works.
The only thing I could say about that is the progressive frames that they gave you to use were limited, and it said they could not be small, you know, narrower frames. They had to be 40 millimeters or I believe it was, no, 34, 35 millimeters or larger in order for them to fit those lenses in the frame. So they're probably trying to do an average, you know. So
yeah, and they might be, one of the interesting things is every day in this country, there's over 100,000 pairs of eyeglasses made, and no two alike. They're all custom made. And that is, you know, each one is designed specifically for an individual person. So sometimes averaging might get, you know, if you're an average person with average needs, maybe it works. But it's just not a good solution in my mind.
All right. Good luck, Steve. Thank you very much for calling. Steele and Nina, it's your turn next. Hi, thank you for calling.
Gentlemen, I have a friend that needs glasses to see distance. Like if we're by Lake Michigan, I go, oh, look at the sailboats out there. She can't see them. But she says, oh, I don't want to get glasses because then your eyes start depending on them, and it's like a drug, and the eyes get worse over time. And then me personally, I use for reading, and when I was working at a manufacturing plant, sometimes I'd have to get like a 1.75 to, you know, get something really close, and then just for reading 1.25. Is that doesn't hurt bouncing back and forth, does it?
Well, in answer to the question about your friend that doesn't want to get distance glasses, there's no evidence that I've ever seen in 40-plus years that shows that wearing glasses makes your eyes get worse. There is a condition that happens many times with people, usually in their teenage years, which is called progressive myopia, that as you grow and the shape of your eye changes, that people get progressively stronger powered lenses for myopia. And that's going to happen whether or not you're wearing glasses. That doesn't. But some people get that in their mind that, you know, they got glasses, and then the next time they had to get stronger glasses, and the next time they had to get stronger glasses. So that isn't going to happen. The part about people wearing reading glasses for specific needs, my biggest concern, if they make you comfortable and you're happy with it, I have no problem with that from an eyeglass standpoint. But what does happen is that people really should get an eye examination on a regular basis. You're getting an eye examination not just for the glasses that you might come out of that, but the doctor is looking at all kinds of things in your eyes. You could have glaucoma. You could have a retinal problem. You could have diseases. Sometimes diabetes is detected first in the eye. There's a lot of things that can be determined, and you really need to have your eyes checked. And if the doctor said your eyes are in good health, and then you still decide that you want to get reader glasses for your particular use, that's just fine.
And thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Jim, thank you so much. Boy, the time flew by. it always does. It seems like you've been here just a couple of minutes and it's over. But I thank you so much, and I hope sometime we can either have you come back or do something by phone if... I really appreciate you driving in this weather from De Pere to Madison to be with us today, and I hope you'll be back with us again. Appreciate it very much. Jim LaLuzerne of De Pere, Wisconsin, 45 years in the optics industry, and really a pleasure to have him with us. We'll try and get him back. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. Tomorrow we'll talk your pet's health with Dr. Sandy Newberry. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network.